Welcome to your diary episode. Here's the thing, I'm a bit of a nomad, so these episodes come to you from wherever I'm living or travelling to at the time. So I'll share with you what's going on in my world, from book tours, animal encounters, delish meals, nature adventures, health discoveries, to swimming in hidden Byron Bay beaches. Come with me as I share my adventures with you. Hello. We are back to Friday Diaries. You've had your book series the last three Fridays, and now it's just back to you and me. I have made myself a Lola coffee, but I've spiked it with our Hinterland hot choc, so I have a little swig. Sorry, that probably sounded so gross. I swear I do not normally swig like that. I'm going to take a proper swig. Much better. So if you're new to these episodes, the Friday episode is more like a diary check-in, and I kind of just let you know what's been going on. I've got my trusty notebook here. Hopefully you can hear it. And since I last did a diary episode with you, I've been in Melbourne for book tour stuff, and I've been back in Byron for a few days, like half a week or so. So I'm going to split this ep. Not split it, like I'm going to start by a little Melb's recap because I kept a diary. I kept a few diaries of Melbourne. I'm a bit of a note taker. I'm a triple Virgo. So I love lists. I love notes. Just trying to get my pages sorted. Come on, LB. But Crimbo is so close as well. Mental. Don't you think? Okay, here we go. I'm finding it. I'm getting closer. I can feel I'm getting closer. Crimbo is so, so close. We've got – this is going to come out on Friday, and then isn't it like two Fridays after that? So as far as Pod World goes, you're going to have Monday guests. I've got an amazing sustainability expert coming on talking about how we can have a sustainable Crimbo. So that's coming out Monday. And then the following Monday after that, Boss and I do a recap of the year, and we do a why can't I find my Melbs? I did all these great Melbourne notes and now I cannot find them. I feel like I should talk to you first and then search again for the notes. I'll put a pen there because I think that's Yeah, so you've got a sustainability expert on Monday, then of course a Friday diary again, then you'll have I think it's Monday the 20th, Boss and I are going to do our final ep of the year, like a recap and a Crimbo episode, and then on Friday the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, you will still get a Friday diary. It'll just be a Christmas Eve Friday diary because I think Byron Bay, which is where we're spending our Christmas, is a really magical place to be. So I want to share a little bit of that with you, and you may have plans to come here or around here over summer, so I'll tell you everything we're doing. What else to tell you? Today, Monday's guest, the week that was just gone, was Chef Sam Campbell, who is the creator and owner of Woods. We're actually going to Woods tomorrow night. They're launching a taco night. Oh, I cannot wait. So they do nights as well, even though it's like a daytime cafe. So they did pasta nights. I think that switched to taco nights now. And then I think they've got Peruvian night this Friday and Japanese Friday next Friday. I want to go to them all, but in exciting news, I am officially doing a book launch, which I can't believe I'm saying. I'm just going to have another swig of this. Super intimate, super small. It's like a small little event where I'll invite like influencers and mates, and it's just going to be in Byron Bay. I'll teach a bit of yogs, and then this week I've just been really getting the goodie bags all sorted. Anyway, let's start with – I think I know where the notes are now. I just realised. Let's start with Melbs, and I'm just checking my notes again because I think I just figured out where they are in my head. Sometimes you just need a little bit of time away and then you're right as rain. Did you like the Ursula Carlson pod that came out not this Monday, last Monday. What an incredible human. Changed careers at 33. Very cool. If you're not sure who I'm talking about, amazing comedian who's South African but also a Kiwi now. Very, very cool. And I found my Melbourne list. Okay. So, format of today, I thought I'd be like really I had this planned for ages in my head. I'll be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Anyway, I apologize. Let's start. Melbs. All right. So we went to Melbourne. We flew in on Thursday. I was so lucky to be given a Honda. So I did like an influencer deal for a Honda. We had an HRV. It was really beautiful. And it had all the mod cons, all the bells and whistles, sunroof, these magic chairs in the back that fit extra space, and Apple CarPlay, which is like my favorite thing ever because I listen to podcasts and I love listening to music. And so there was a bit of driving around to do in this Melbourne street. Oh, I just looked at my levels so loud. Boss is going to be angry. I fix them, boss. So, yeah, we got in Thursday. Just after, you know, early arvo, picked the Honda up. I had acting school that afternoon, so I'd prepared a monologue. I think I was talking to you in the diary saying that that's what I was – when I was telling you the stuff I was doing. So I had been working with my amazing dialect coach, Matt, and then I booked a private with my teacher in Melbourne, and I put this New York monologue up for him. And then because I wanted it to, you know, have some props and some, they call it doings in the school that I train at in LA, I had like in my carry-on, I'd got all these props, and some of the props for this monologue were Playboy magazines. So I had these, but vintage. So I had these like 80s Playboy magazines, rock them into school. And so, yeah, anyway, very funny. And it was so much fun. So nice to train. I haven't done any training since LA other than dialect stuff. And I've worked heavily on with my dialect coach on the audiobook for Fearlessly Failing as well. So that was unreal. And then it was also Dad's birthday that day. So after that, I went back to Dad's place, picked him up, and we took him to dinner. And we took him to a place called Ascot Food and Wine. And our mate, Chef Dave, is incredible and completely treated Dad like a king, a birthday king. And Dad turned 70, so it was like a big fun celebration. I got a martini, Boss got a Negroni, Dad got a really yummy wine. And then we ordered like, I don't know, like an entree and a main each. But Dave like sent out all this extra stuff. So we literally rolled out of there. It was so delicious. It was real European, but real simple flavors, but really, really just light, but fresh and so yummy. I got this, like my main was like, pretty sure it's snapper or was it swordfish? And it had mussels on top. It was all like baked in like paper, and it had carrots. I feel like I took photos of everything. Let me see. I feel like the Melster took photos of it. It had like carrots and celery and then mussels on top. It was really, really good. They even brought out gluten-free desserts. It was delicious. So if you're ever in Melbourne, Ascot Food and Wine, they are a cafe by day, but like really yummy, delicious food and fine dining by night. And really like good prices too. So really achievable and fun. So Dad was wrapped because he lives really close to there but had never been there. So that was our first night. Second day, I had my hair. I really had been wanting to cut my hair off for a while now since being in LA. I have a massive girl crush on Kerry Mulligan, who plays like Daisy Buchanan in Gatsby. Not that I want – so her hair in Gatsby is quite short, whereas this is – like she usually has this cool like bob kind of thing. And I was like, I really want to do it. But so many hairdressers had told me I couldn't pull it off because my hair's so thick. It's so thick. Anyway, Frank's amazing. The guy that cuts my hair, and he was like, no, we can definitely do it. And then Max, who has done my hair and makeup a few times, like on the book cover and stuff, he was like, oh, you're going to love it, especially for summer. And he organized me this cool like straightening, waving wand thing. So I'm set to do my own hair now. So I'm all set. So I, yeah, chopped the mop, which I've been wanting to do for like 6 months. Then that night we went up to Dalesford and Mum put on this big crimbo for us, which was so lovely and delicious. And she's famous for doing Christmas pudding and she makes the best brandy cream. So we're going to try and recreate that on Christmas Day. But she made it for us like while we were there, if that makes sense. Oh, I made a note. That morning, Boss and I went to Terra Twilight before I went to my hair because my hair takes hours. And so that morning we were like, we better get some food because I have no idea like how long I'll be in there for. And I saved the menu for you. So I got this incredible thing. So it's called Eggs Kurosawa, folded eggs, steamed sesame rice, avocado, bok choy, pickled ginger, fried tofu, teriyaki sauce, crispy skin salmon. Oh my goodness, amazing. And their coffee is really good. I bought a bag of beans to come back to Byron because, as you may or may not know, we're fully sold out of Lola coffee and I drink black French press when we're sold out of Lola coffee. So Boss and I have literally got like a few sachets between us of like reject packs that we don't sell. And I'm like, oh God, we're going to run out. So I've bought myself some beans so I can keep having delicious coffee at home when we fully run out. A little update on that one. So yeah, Lola coffee is sold out. We've got limited stock of the pods and Hinterland hot chocolate. So if you do want to get any orders in before Crimbo and stuff, you're still fine. But lean into the Hinterland hot chockey. That said, there's still limited stock. Just having a little swig as I talk about it makes me want to drink some. So yummy. Okay, so then we drove to Dalesford and Mum had made this really cool crimbo dinner. She put on her own like everything, done the tree, had the carols going, had the fairy lights going, and she'd made the main though was so different. It was like full vegetarian. It was like this, it wasn't Christmassy at all, the main meal. It was cauliflower, halloumi, chickpea, tray bake, which sounds really weird, but it kind of worked and it was really nice. And then the desserts were like super crimbo mode. And we had like a mulled Christmas cider as well that was super yummy. So we spent the night there in Dalesford on her farm Friday night. And then Saturday morning we got up. Mum took us for like a really cool hike all around Dalesford, which was so fun. And she's got farm animals like sheep and guinea fowl and had heaps of silky chickens, but the fox got them. Anyway, it's looking beautiful and it was so nice just to like break up the Melbourne urbanness with a night at the farm as well. And then Mum and I record a podcast. So Mum will be on the podcast in the new year. I think I'm going to kick the new year off with her. She's a psych nurse, or she's just retired as well. Both Mum and Dad have just retired. So her career is awesome, like theatre nurse, psych nurse, really interesting stories, very, very funny. Used to be a campus nurse at Swinburne as well. So she was like, that was so much fun because it was all funded by student unions. So it was like there were no rules, but she said it was so fun when you want to do health campaigns. And then, oh yeah, Mum like gave us a big tour of Dalesford. Like we went into town, went for a drive, did a really nice like Dalesford day, and then she put on another lunch for us before we left, which was really yummy. It was more like antipasto. Oh, I'm knocking. I'm in Boss's room and I just nearly knocked stuff over. I would have gotten in a lot of trouble for that, but I saved it. And then we kind of had to jet mid-arvo so that we could make it back for Matt's family, put on a dinner for us that night, and Matt's family is Italian. So his mum is from Puglia and his dad is from Calabria. And so especially around Christmas time, depending on what region you're from, you'll make specific meals around Crimbo. So that was really cool. So we had a dinner with them that night, stayed with his fam that night. And then I had to get up really, really early because I was meeting my awesome mate, Sam Kennedy, who's also been on this podcast, but we made friends in LA. And so it was the first time hanging out not in LA. And it was very weird because I was like, this is so weird to be hanging with you and having coffee in Melbourne when we were hanging so much in LA. Anyway, it was very weird, but awesome. And then I had a podcast that morning with Shane Dahlia. Oh, wow. So he's incredible. Aussie chef, just a legend, and his ep will come out early next year as well. So I've got a few eps in the can now that are all set to come out next year. Then I took Dad for a coffee because we recorded that at Dad's house, and then headed back to Matt's fam to do a Christmas lunch with another part of his family. Anyone that's like knows Italian families, like it's big families, it's lots of foodie celebrations. So we just were like soaking it all up. And his mum did this delicious gluten-free lasagna. And for dessert, she does the cannellone with lemon cream in one and chocolate cream in the other. But for me, she doesn't do it in the cannellone shell. She just put them in a little like ramekin, the two different creams. The lemon cream is neck level with fresh berries on top. So good. And then Monday was literally, so my dentist is in Melbourne. The only time they could get me in was 7:30 a.m. So I was up early Monday, straight to my teeth, and then found out I'd been like grinding my jaw, and they were like, look, we want to put a sleeping retainer in. And I was like, honestly, I think it was just when I was in LA and thought, like, you're falling asleep in LA, you're falling asleep, honestly, listening to sirens and then either illegal fireworks or gunshots, literally, like I'm not joking. And so I just think I was like in a little bit of a state of stress and getting used to that and being alone as well. I was like probably a little bit versus like here in Byron, you fall asleep, like listening to nature and frogs and birds or bats. And you know what I mean? It's very super, super safe here. And so I just said, look, I think my nervous system was a little bit heightened for the last 6 months. I'm going to see if I can kind of like calm it down with jaw exercises that my dialect coach has given me. Anyway, I'm really oversharing the tea thing. And then I had four back-to-back podcasts. Really excited to share these with you. So these will all come out now in the new year. And I get really nervous when I do like stacked podcasts like that because I deep dive, I guess. So usually I spend 12 hours in prep per guest, and I was just like, whoa, 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 to put four in one day. Like, so the trick was I just prepped them all in Byron before I went. And then Tuesday was all book signings. We signed at 16 different bookstores and did over 20,000 steps. I had full-blown blisters on my feet. And then in the evening, we went to Olivia Molly Rogers' beautiful book launch. I think it's called Find Your Light, and that book's just come out too. It was just really nice to support her, and that was at the beautiful Willow Urban Retreat in Melbourne that has an epic cafe. So if you're ever in Melbourne, that's a really healthy spot to take a meeting or go for you can do like a yoga class and then go down and have brekkie or lunch, and they've got saunas and massages there. So, so good. I think they've even got Ayurvedic practitioners there, which is like traditional Indian practitioners. Then that night we went to our favorite Mexican place just around the corner from Dad's. It's called La Tortilla, and it's so good. Like we buy their little taco wrap things, tortillas. Or tortillas, and make our own tacos with them. So, so yummy. And that was delicious. And then they did a flan at the end that was so good. Boss and I love me. I love Japanese for like clean living, clean life. And then if I'm going to like have a blowout, I'll always go Mexican. When I say blowout, like YOLO, who cares? Mexican. I just love spices. I love avocado. I love guac. I love, yeah, everything Mexicana. And then Wednesday, so we were meant to fly back Wednesday, but the flight got cancelled. Well, it got kind of like effed around. I'll explain. Basically what happened was, sorry, I was just having a little coffee sip. I was meant to record podcast with Pia Miranda. Amazing. If you grew up in my era looking for Ellie Brandy, also won Survivor. So that was like, and she, so funny. She's like, do you want to smell my Survivor clothes? And I was like, I'm not going to say no to that. And so she has this whole big bag of Survivor clothes and has the bandana and so cool. Anyway, an actual legend, like really cool, really grounded, really smart, really, really cool. Anyway, I was meant to do her podcast and then jump straight on a plane home. That flight, they like cancelled and then made us reroute through Sydney, and it would have been like a 6-hour journey home. And Matt was like, no, 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 no. So then we just moved our flight to fly out the next morning, which was cool because we got to spend another day in Malbs effectively. So after PR, we went back to Terra Twilight. I ordered the same thing. I think Boss, the day I had all the crazy pods, like back-to-back pods, Boss picked me up a like you can make your own macro bowls that are so delicious, and Boss picked me up one of them to kind of like have in between the podcasts. And then we had to get – like I got my brows done, then we had to return the Honda, and then it was kind of like Melbourne turned into this mega storm and there was hail storm and all that, and then we just kind of like – made a meal and stayed home that night and watched Adele because Adele was on telly that night, and then flew out. And then I've made you a Byron Bay list of what I've done since I got back. So I landed, had a podcast guest booked straight away. I'll keep that a secret because that'll come out next year. So had a podcast guest, so picked them up, brought them here, and then we recorded the pod and then dropped them straight at the airport. So it was all very quick, 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 quick. And that was the day we landed. So we kind of hit the ground running a little bit. Why can't I find my Byron notes? For someone that makes so many notes. Here we go, got them. A few food experiences we've had in Byron since being back. Obviously, we've gone to Woods and had the incredible gluten-free vegan banana bread. We also tried a really yummy sardines meal on gluten-free bread with a poached egg. So good. Their sardines are so good and so healthy. Oh, in Byron recently, over the weekend, the power went out. We lost all power. Like there's a massive storm here. And we were at our mate Sam and Andy's, and they're the Woods boys, and they made us dinner. And like we'd all been at the beach that day. So it was like hot, sunbaking, swimming in the ocean. And then we went back to theirs for a barbie, and like at 5:30, like basically just went mental storms and stuff went flying and stuff was breaking, and we were like, shivers, we better go check Woods out. And so we all ran, got in the car, went to Woods, everything was fine, but no power. So we went and got all candles from there, and we had a candlelit dinner, which was lovely. But yeah, no power all over Bangalore, which is where we live. But I think it affected Byron, Ballina, Suffolk, like all the whole region. And then our power and internet didn't come back for about 36 hours. So it was pretty solid. And then we were kind of like, we were going to do the movies and stuff on Monday. We were like, no, we've lost a day of work. So we just kind of like bunkered down. But the one area that kept its power was Brunswick Heads, which isn't far from here. And so there's a really cool cafe there called Old Maids, and they're really known for their burgers. But it was breakfast and I was like, oh, and Boss got an egg and bacon burger. I actually got this delicious fish burger on a gluten-free bun, and it was so, so good. And it had like kimchi, and it just felt really like fresh, and the fish was just like a big piece of snapper. It was so good. Definitely pop Old Maids on your list. It's really, really yummy. I've had an acai bowl there before as well, and it was so good. And all like everything's locally sourced, really clean, really good. What's next on my list? So I've been back teaching. So I teach, if you're ever in Byron over Crimbo or anything, I teach yogas restorative on Tuesday night and then vinyasa on Wednesday night. So I'm obviously back teaching while we're here over Chrissy. And oh yeah, we had a really yummy coffee. So we did our market day, like every Friday we do markets. And Punch and Daisy is a really great cafe in Mullum that's actually been shut for a couple of months. And we it opened up and I got a takeaway coffee on their house-made hemp and cashew milk, and it was really good. I actually did radio that day too because I got the coffee and took it with me to radio, and I did radio at this local station called Paradise FM, and I drove to Ballina. It was really cool, like so many interviews are just done on your telephone. So it was so nice, like, going to an actual studio and we talked book stuff. We've had a few animal sightings since I last spoke to you. Baby Bluey the other night was at our mate's house and I got to hold it. So a baby blue tongue lizard. The koalas are just out in force at the moment. So if you go to the end of our street, we call it Koala Lane. They're everywhere. When I say they're everywhere, you can spot one every day now and sometimes two. And they're a bit more active than usual. There was another animal, I feel like. Oh, we got magpies in the backyard. Apparently magpies can recognize 40 human faces. And so I reckon they are like getting to know us now, which is really cool. Back in Byron, therefore back to therapy as well. So I had therapy yesterday and I've actually booked in a couple of days before Christmas too, because Christmas for me can be a really triggering time with food and feeling out of control with food. And in the past, I've like just binged eaten all in the lead up to Christmas and I just don't want to do that. Like I want to feel vital and healthy and have good energy and obviously enjoy Christmas like there's no tomorrow. Don't worry. And like I know that like, you know, Chrissy Eve, Crimbo Day, Boxing Day is just going to be like delicious food and leftovers and whatnot. But I just in the past I've kind of like been off the rails for all of December because I've felt out of control with food and I just don't want that anymore. So like Melbourne was an amazing foodie adventure, but and I tried these really good fruit mince pies in Melbourne. The brand's called Celtic something or other, so yum. I bought a 4-pack for Dad and just polished them off on my own one day. Like I literally was just working and prepping pods and I had one, a few hours later I had another and like boss wasn't there. He'd gone out to this place he loves in Melbourne called Neptune with his friend and then Dad had gone out to another birthday dinner. So it was just me and I literally was just like had leftovers from Matt's fam and I was just like going mental on the minces. Anyway, delicious. It's called the Celtic Bakery, I think. I think it's only in Melbourne that you can get it, but really, really yummy. And then, yeah, so since I've got back to Byron, I've just been like back to Pilates, want to feel good. Boss has got his therapist this morning, so I'm going to go off and buy some salmon for dinner. And because I'm teaching night yoga, I don't get home till really late on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So he's kind of on dinner duty. Yeah. So that's kind of my update. That's the plans, Crimbo. I also put a thing out, the Christmas episode, where you can ask me anything and Boss and I will answer it. So feel free between, you know, now and in the next week to DM me and be like, hey, can you answer this on the podcast? No probs, no problemos at all. What else? Book stuff, like the book is officially everywhere now. So Big W, Dimmicks, Target, Kmart, you name it. And I'm actually going to do a little bit of Chrissy shopping this morning too and I'm going to buy so many books of people. Like I am obsessed with giving books because I just because of this summer of being in Byron, I'm going to have a little bit of time on my hands and my goal is to read a book every 2 weeks, which means we can bring book club back, guys. Do you remember we do book club on Fridays? I'm making a note because I just finished a book 2 days ago. So I'll and let me just put book club coming. Sorry, I'm taking notes back. So I'm professional doing it while I'm here. So that means on Fridays when I do diary apps, I'll bring book club back. Yeah, I've just finished a book and I'm already a third of the way through another one. It's a really easy read. So I can definitely road test them for you. And I really want to buy a couple autobiographies today. So, yep, I will do some book research for you. And my dream is, my goal is book every 2 weeks. I think every week is advantageous and I'd love to say I can do that, but we're also in the middle of watching Succession, which is an incredible show. And of course, I said to Boss, after that, we got to switch to Crimbo. We got to switch to some Crimbo movies. And my favorite Crimbo thing to watch is the Christmas episode of Schitt's Creek. So I make Boss watch that with me a couple of times every Christmas. So we're doing that. And we put our tree up. We tried everywhere to find a Christmas tree. With no real luck, they were all very, very big and we wanted one in a pot so we could keep it and pop it in the backyard after. But they were big, real big, and then they were tiny, like mini tiny, and like cypresses as opposed to like pines, which is like traditional Christmas tree, I'm pretty sure. So we just thought stuff it. So we put all of our plants in one Crimbo corner that I made the same with the Halloween corner. And then we've just kind of put, Boss is really into Harry Potter, and so we've put like Harry Potter ornaments all over it. We've got a Harry Potter stocking for Boss's prezzies, which I'm starting to plan now. And we have got like, we've got a Hedwig, like a little owl ornament. We've got Doze, which is like, Boss can tell you all the Harry Potter reasons. We've got the golden snitch. Anyway, for Harry Potter nerds, I apologize. And we got even Harry Potter themed tea towels, which you can get at Woolies, by the way. They do Christmas Harry Potter themed stuff every year. So yeah, we've got a bit of a Harry Potter vibe, Crimbo vibe going on here. It is feeling a little bit naked at the moment, so I think I'm going to add a tiny bit more today and just to like pepper it right up and make it feel real Crimbo-y. All right, there you go. That was probably a long diary episode, but we had a little bit of catching up to do from Malbs and Byron, and I will speak to you next week and give you an update of all things Byron Bay life, and get excited for Monday's ep with our sustainability expert Lottie, who's a legend, and I learnt loads. And it's real. I said we recorded this quite a while ago, and I was like, "This is going to be our Christmas sustainability episode." So great if you want to get some inspo and ideas for Crimbo and how to have a more sustainable one. Big love, and thank you so much for listening. Bye.